to be joined by Senator Rich Dreheim from District 20 to figure out what's going on with this legislative session. How are we doing, Senator?
Good, good. Thanks for having me.
Good, of course. So the big news out there today is we have a surplus.
Yes, yes. We went from having a forecast in November of a little deficit of $188 million to a surplus of a little over $300 million.
It's a nice turnaround in the right direction there.
Yeah, yeah, it is. So I think, you know, the tax changes we made last year to give more money back to the people, it's their money to keep it, have helped the economy, and the economy continues to grow, which is wonderful. And, you know, I think the number will end up being higher than that 329. I think that's a pretty conservative number. So wonderful news for the people, the taxpayers of Minnesota.
Yeah, definitely. Now we've got to figure out, what do we do with it?
Exactly. Well, I don't think that'll be a problem. We had, you know, you look at there's a lot of state workers. You know, the state's one of the largest employers is, in my opinion, the largest employer in the state. And there are a lot of pensions that are underfunded. So, you know, we have to shore up. These people are planning on retiring. In my opinion, they've earned that retirement. They're expecting it. You know, we need to make sure that they get what they have coming. And it's been kicked down the road and ignored for, you know, 10 years at least. So that's something we're working on, too. So I think some of that will be eaten up with that. And then, you know, last night I went to a discussion on the opioid crisis.
Yeah, that's one that's hit home in Northfield in this past week. There's some counterfeit pain pills that have been going around, and we've had, luckily, none fatal, but we've had three overdoses in the last week in town here, and they're trying to get to the bottom of that.
Yeah, I was there a couple hours, and some real good discussion on you know, different things we can do. And today is opioid day on the Hill. So they got a bunch more stuff going on today, but you know, we definitely have to do more than what we're doing, and you know, I think you have to lump mental health once again into that solution. So it was a real active discussion.
Now, as far as Opioid Day on the Hill, is that coming up with legislation? Is it allocating funds for help? What exactly does that mean?
Well, I think opening the dialogue up, which I think we do a little too much, but we have discussion and have different group or different stakeholders come in and talk about it. But, you know, we have quite a few bills that deal with it this year. Probably the most controversial one is where they want to add a 1 cent tax per pill onto the prescription per however many units. And, you know, a lot of people on my side of the aisle are against raising taxes, but we have to figure out how to fund, you know, to me, not only drug addiction or chemical addiction, but mental health.
Yeah, and that's just it. It's, you know, obviously a big topic right now with what's been going on around the country over the last couple of years with some shootings and the mental health. You group that in with it, is can we help these people before something so horrible happens?
Yeah, they're all intertwined. And, you know, I have a bill that I'm a couple of them working on that subject. One is a drop box for prescriptions. So I think the pharmacies should have, well, they're open, the hours are open, be able to go in there and drop off your unused pills, no matter what they are. And I think that'll help clean up. You know, a lot of us, if we have a surgery or something, we get a prescription, we take one or two, and then they sit in our cabinet for a decade.
Yeah.
And it's just best to get rid of it. You know, unfortunately, the most common procedure was to flush them down the toilet or throw them in the garbage. And now they're finding it in our water.
Yep.
So if we have drop boxes that are readily available where people go, I know a lot of sheriff offices have drop boxes, which is wonderful, But I think if you have them at the pharmacy where most people go on a semi-regular basis, it will get more off of the street and put a little dent in that issue.
Yep, and for our listeners, just so you know, the Northfield Police Department does have a drop box for any unused pills that you can swing by and leave with them, and they will dispose of them properly. And, yeah,
wonderful.
That's a great first step in getting them at least off the streets and where they need to be. As far as mental health goes and looping, you know, getting that combined in with gun control and some just school safety, and is that something that's coming up soon for discussion?
You know, I think behind the tax conformity, that's probably the most talked about subject is school safety.
Yep.
You know, there's a bunch of ideas and bills floating around. You know, hopefully they'll get heard and get in a hearing soon, hopefully this week, next week. And we can start talking about solutions. But it's going to be a multi-prong attack, in my opinion. You know, we need the mental health end. You know, what resources do the school districts have? I know Northfield has a great school, very proactive school. But we need to make sure that they have the resources, have reviewed their safety plans. There's some code changes or statute changes with fire alarms that I know I saw a bill go by on that, where right now you pull a fire alarm and everybody has to, they're supposed to exit the building. So I think that's a subject that we need to have a conversation on how that's handled. And then, of course, security in the buildings itself.
Yeah. All right, on a little bit of a lighter note, I know it's finally coming up in the news. It's something that has hit me, and somebody who has purchased a car last July and still don't have a title for it is Minlars. It's coming to the surface, and is this a broken program that we can fix, or what's going on with that?
You know, you think as a state we would have learned after Minsure.
Yeah.
That we're not computer programmers. And, you know, I don't think it's a core function of state government to be a computer programmer. You know, when Minlars, the first bill that came out on that to fund a new program, it was intended to be a private company, and I think HP got the contract for it. And then somehow it got lost, and they fired them and tried to do it on their own, and that's part of the problem. We can't be everything. You know, sometimes we have to go out and hire an outside firm. And, you know, there's 50 other states. What are they doing? But we failed, and it's cost the taxpayers $100 million.
Yeah, and it's going to cost more to get it up and running.
Correct. You know, they wanted it 43, and then on that backside of that was another $6 million. And now they're asking 10 for immediate funding. So I know that's been talked about every week, a lot of hearings on it. But we have to learn. You know, we need to get it up and running. I get calls probably once a week from constituents that are having trouble transferring a title. But probably more importantly to me, I mean, I know that's important to people that are trying to transfer their title, but handicap stickers, handicap plates, you know, and this is unacceptable.
Yeah, hey,
we need to get it fixed. We need to get it up and running. But we have to also have to have some accountability, and then we have to change our behavior so it doesn't happen again.
Yeah, it's time to learn from the mistakes.
Correct. Yeah.
And I know I touched on it yesterday during the morning show, where because I wasn't able to get a title means I can't get tabs for my car. Which means that, and it's my wife's car, means her and my daughter get pulled over going to Target because the tabs are expired, and the temporary license in the window you can't see very well. It's, you know, it's just an inconvenience for us, for those that are looking for a handicap sticker. I mean, this is going to really affect their life and what they're able to do when they're leaving the house.
Yeah, and you know, to me, government should be silent. I mean, government should be trying to make our lives better, and you know, the more people worry about what government's doing, which is very important, but about license plates, people shouldn't have to worry about getting their license plate. That should be just a basic function of government. And, you know, if we're doing our job up here at the Capitol, and no one should be worried about how long it takes, you know, waiting 6 to 9 months to get a title is unacceptable.
Yeah.
Just, we can't have it.
And looking forward to the future with travel. You know, that's going to become part of the discussion more and more as time goes on. So hopefully, I guess that's your job, not mine, find a solution. So good luck with that.
You know, we had a lot of pushback on that Real ID, a lot of debate on it. But people, the majority, 99% of the population, I think, just want to be able to get a driver's license and be able to hop on a plane and go somewhere or get into a military base or a federal building.
Yes.
And not worry about it.
Yeah, so, yeah, I wish I had a solution for you. You could bring it there, but I don't. So good luck. What else do we have going on? Anything else you want to touch on, or should we save it for next week?
You know, let's save it till next week. I appreciate your time.
Of course. Thanks for calling in and keeping us up to date with what's going on. District's 20 Senator Rich Dreheim, who will be with us every Thursday during the legislative session. Have a wonderful day, and we will talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, there you have it. We got some of the hot button topics.